today on God of the Possible. We often say nothing is impossible for God, so therefore, everything is possible for God. Everything is possible for God. Nothing stands in his way. He is creator of all. He is king of all. Nothing stands in his way. Time and time and time again, Jesus has told us, angels have told us, the Holy Spirit has told us, God, in God, with God, through God, all things are possible. In Romans, there's a scripture where it says, all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his plan. We're all called. We may have to accept the call, but we're all called to his plan. We have to surrender our will to his plan, but he has a plan. But it says all things work for good. So when things don't work out well, God works good out of them. You might think, oh my goodness, I didn't get that job. What's going to happen? I was, you know, really wanting it. That was going to be my career path. God will work good out of that. I don't know how. I can't tell you how. But he knows. But do you read in it, it says all things work for good. Oh my goodness, I don't like that word. Work. It means it's work. Sometimes it might be slightly easier work than hard work, but it's still work. It means it's time, a journey. Yes, God can do instantly things. But generally why he doesn't is because he's working in us. He's changing our hearts, our attitudes, because we're so full of pride or sin or obstinate, stubborn, whatever you want to call it. We're not like Mary who surrenders totally. We go, yes, Lord, and then we take it back. Yes, Lord, and we take it back. So God needs to work within us. Work within us, for he is only good. And he doesn't really care if you end up being a doctor or a cleaner of streets. What he cares about is you, his work within you, your love, your gratitude, your generosity, your selflessness, your surrender to him. He cares about you. So this work that he does within us will work out to be good if we surrender, because he calls us, he calls you by your name, draws you to himself, but you have to come. He might try and coerce you a bit, or, you know, as a parent, he loves you and he tries to draw you to himself, but you can go, nah, not having it, because it's our free choice. God is the God of the possibility of what? Wow! Anything we can imagine is way above him, way above what we can think. In Matthew 19:26, it says, Jesus said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. But don't take it out of context. This rich young man in this story has come to him and said, Lord, I've done these rules. I've followed these laws. I've lived this way. And Jesus said, wonderful. That's so wonderful. But go away and give everything that you have to the poor. Go away and give it away. And the rich young man, you can just see him go, ugh. And walk away, because these things, this richness, this stuff had him. this stuff he was so wrapped up in. The young man said, I have observed all these from my youth. It's in Matthew 19, starting at verse 20. Jesus answered him, if you would be perfect, if you would be the best that you can be, that is, have that spiritual maturity which accompanies self-sacrificing characters, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven, and come, be my disciple, come and follow me. But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, grieved, and in much distress, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you, it will be difficult for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples heard this, they were utterly puzzled, astonished and bewildered, saying, who then can be saved from eternal death? Jesus looked at them and said, with men this is impossible, but all things are possible with God. So after this rich man goes away feeling dejected, and we don't know the rest of the story. It said he was distressed and he had to go think and dwell upon what Jesus had said to him and work it out. He had to surrender what was gripping his heart, his things, his possessions. But Jesus said, because of wealth and richness, and that's not wrong, does it though grip your heart? Does it rule your life? Is that what you want to attain and seek after? That's what Jesus was saying. And he said, it's harder because there's more. It's harder because there's more, things to worry about or to enroach your heart the more that you have sometimes. For a camel, it's harder for a rich man to get to heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And the eye of a needle, back in those days, was this part of the building wall where the camel had to hop down on its knees and basically crawl through this spot. You know, I feel like it reminds me of when I don't have my glasses on and I'm trying to thread a needle and you keep missing it. But nothing with God is impossible. Meaning nothing, people's hearts, people's minds, people's attitudes can withstand or stop God trying to keep calling them, trying to keep drawing them to himself, to love them. Nothing will stop God's love. Nothing. But we need to choose to accept that love. It's a walk of trust, a belief in the God of love, a belief in the God of hope, a belief in the God of the possible, that he can make a way, that he cares about us 100% full on all of the time. No matter what we do or how we reject him, his love never wanes towards us. He keeps calling us. He keeps drawing us. He is the God of all possibilities. Nothing is impossible with God. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But it's not the I focus. It's through Christ who strengthens me. I can then do all things. Can I really do all things? I think if we had the fullness of strength of God within us, yes, we could, because it's his power, his strength that would enable us to do all things. Depends what God asks of us. But in his power and strength, with his possibility. You know where Jesus said, if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, and a mustard seed is like a spot, as small as a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain to move, and it would move. Goes to show you how much faith we don't have. Do you have faith as big as a mustard seed? I'd love to believe I did, but I know I don't. But I believe in the God of possibilities, so I believe that God can increase my faith, can bring me hope, can do all things in me. For he is the one who brings me strength. So remember, God of the possibilities can do everything, can do all things. Let us walk in trust with him, in him, and through him, and by our lives give him glory. Let us pray. Loving Father, oh, increase our faith. Increase our belief and trust in you. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you so you can work in us. Lord God, we ask you to reach all. We ask you, Lord, to be merciful and gracious to all. Lord God, we thank you that you keep calling us and loving us no matter what or how we react to you, how we love you. You are 100% focused in love with us. We ask you, Lord, to be merciful to all on the earth. We thank you that you keep drawing us to yourself. And we ask this in Jesus' name.